Why, hello, kids! Welcome back to another episode of Nerd Tween and a Movie Podcast. Your host, Nerdpool Prime, will be here shortly. Oh, I crack myself up. You know, he is a tiny little fellow, after all. Oh, wait. I have a bone to pick with you all. I made a guest appearance in one of these post-credit scenes of an episode of this very show. And it appears nobody's found it. So, the very first person to find my Easter egg will get a personalized shout-out from me, the Joker, Mr. J.
What are you doing?
Oh, crap. The Hobbit is here. So, remember, find my Easter egg and send a message to Nerdpool Reborn on Instagram and tell him you found me, Mr. J. Make sure to include the episode number and the title to claim your shout-out. Later, kitties.
Sorry about that. Let's start the show. Welcome back to another episode of Nerd Tween and a Movie Podcast. I am your host for real, Nerdpool Prime. Sorry about that intrusion earlier. I don't know what the Joker was doing in here, but I digress. So, we're going to jump right in. So, last week on Samurai Sunday's auction on Hard to Come By's YouTube page, we had a great time by all. If you were there, you got some killer deals. It was my first ever live auction. Where I was actually a seller, not just a buyer. So I wanted to take time to thank everyone who bought from me. So first off, we got Buck Wiggles on Instagram, who was the very first person to grab anything from me on the auction. It was a nice little DC Catwoman bundle that started off the night, making sure I didn't have a shutout on my first live sale. I hadn't made any sales up until then. Had some killer books, and no one was jumping. Then we got Tony NYC Jr. He won an auction for my West Coast Avengers number 45, which was the first appearance of White Vision. That was actually the first spec book that I ever bought. Before WandaVision came out, I had a chance to get it for real cheap because I don't think anyone thought that the books were going to get so hot like they do now every time someone makes an appearance. If I would have known what I know now, I would have dove in on all the spec books. I had an opportunity to get the first appearance of John Walker, first appearance of John Walker as Captain America, first appearance of John Walker as U.S. Agent, and Truth, Black, White, what was it? The first appearance of Isaiah Bradley for $50 for all four books, and each book is going for like $50 and higher now, so learned a lesson there. And then I have I'm just gonna spell it out because if I say it, it's gonna sound weird. It's NOCCOO00 Noco. I picked up a nice little Noctera bundle 1 and 2. It's a great book, so I'm really happy to be able to get that into somebody else's PC. And then Hard to Come By himself, actually snatched up my Geiger number 1 per store variant. And I also want to send a shout out to someone who got a book from me before I even did the auction. I put up some books on my Instagram page, Nerdpool Reborn, and Cobra Comics 84 was actually one of the only people to grab anything off of that initial posting. He got an Alien number 1 Scotty Young variant. So that was I just wanted to send a special thank you to all you guys for making me feel welcome and making my first real selling point in comics a good one. I've always just been a purchaser and a collector for the longest time. I didn't even touch the books that I bought. I would just put them right in a box and hide them away and make them stay nice and pristine. Now I usually buy probably 2 copies at least of any book I'm reading so I can read one and save one and go from there. And if you are watching, we were all talking about how Venom Let There Be Carnage and how we haven't got a trailer yet. And then, you know, I checked my all my little scoopers, and I actually found a tip that the trailer was dropping the next day. So I said, according to my reports, what I'm hearing is that it's going to come out tomorrow. So that prompted two different people that were selling at the Samurai auction to put up graded first appearances of Carnage, and two of them sold that night. And then literally the next morning, the trailer drops, and it became one of the hottest books on the market. So I say all this to tell you that you all should be coming out and checking out the Samurai Sunday auctions. They happen every other week, usually on Wild Comics Unboxing page. It was on Hard to Come By's page the other day. But yeah, some great conversation, even if you're not buying anything. And then, of course, some great books. I mean, they gave away first appearance of Omega Red, first appearance of Bishop. There was a lot of great stuff that happened on that auction. So definitely want to take a look at that and follow, you know, Hard to Come By, Wild Comic Unboxing. They've got great content. Momo Comics, another great one. Thunder God Comics. I mean, there's a lot of great sellers and people in the nerd Instagram and YouTube community. Moving on to some news, Thor Love and Thunder news. According to reports from a trusted insider at Murphy's Multiverse, Thor Love and Thunder will be shooting for a week in New York. So what would bring Thor back to New York? Last we saw Thor, it was at the end of Endgame, and he was leaving with the Guardians of the Galaxy. Set photos have shown Thor with the Guardians of the Galaxy, and he looks a lot like Thunderstrike with his, you know, sleeveless shirt, and it looks like he's back in shape. That Thunderstrike is a character that first appeared in Thor Volume 1, number 391 in 1988, going by the name Eric Masterson. He would later become Thunderstrike, which was like kind of version of Thor. What could bring him back to New York? I think what could happen is that Mjolnir is reforged and he can kind of feel it, like it calls to him almost. I have a feeling that Valkyrie will have it remade and Thor will, you know, she'll throw it onto Earth and think that Thor's going to go and think he can grab it to find Jane Foster about to pick up the hammer. And as she picks up the hammer and turns into Lady Thor, I bet Thor's going to say, "Oh my God," to mirror the first time she saw him transform all the way back in the first Thor movie. Moving on, according to reports from Variety, Ms. Marvel, the new Disney Plus series, has wrapped shooting. The production crew was able to finish shooting in Thailand, even amid a COVID-19 pandemic spike that happened during the shoot. As of right now, we still have no official release date for the Ms. Marvel show other than late 2021. As mentioned before, the Venom Let There Be Carnage trailer finally dropped, and director Andy Serkis said this about the movie's connection to the MCU and the possible multiverse starting in Spider-Man No Way Home. He said, "In this, we're treating this very much as its own world. The Venom story is his own world." So now let's take a step back and think about what he's saying there. Because, sure, it very could possibly be that the Sony Venomverse is completely separate and there's no connections. However, with all of the different things that we've seen through the trailers of both this movie and as well as Morbius, we might not really believe that. So let's just think about what he's saying right there. So he didn't say that there's no connection to the MCU. He didn't say that there's never going to be a crossover. He didn't say any of that. He specifically said it's his own world twice. One of the many big theorized names for the third Spider-Man movie before the release of the actual name was Spider-Man Homeworlds. It was even on the brainstorming board, you know, when they did the initial release of the movie title, they had this big board that had all these like possible titles, like Spider-Man Homeworlds, Work From Home, and things like that. So I just feel like there's too many things that scream multiverse in the Sony movie trailers, like Keaton showing up as Vulture. Well, he wasn't actually in the costume as Vulture, but he was, you know, in like going to prison in the Morbius trailer, as well as the shot of the Sam Raimi Spider-Man in that trailer as well. And then now in the Venom 2 trailer, we got the Daily Bugle showing up, and the title looks almost identical to the one from the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies. Not the like the Daily Bugle that we saw in the end of Far From Home, where it was like a, you know, online blog thing, that this was an actual newspaper. So you know, it's very possible that we're still getting this big multiverse crossover type deal, but you know, I have to be very careful what he says. So all that being said, if the multiverse is revealed and that the Sony Venomverse is just a different Earth than those of the MCU, like main timeline, then those comments from Serkis are not only not lying, but it's also him literally telling us what it really is and the real connection without us being able to connect the dots. So we'll see in a few months when both Venom, Let There Be Carnage, and Spider-Man No Way Home come out later this year. Finally, in a big, big, huge announcement for my podcast, it brings me great honor to announce that next month on this very podcast, Nerdtween and a Movie Podcast, I will be joined by the incredibly talented Marvel, DC, and indie comic artist, Ario Anandito. Ario has worked on DC's Red Hood and the Outlaws, from the New 52, Marvel, he's worked on The Wolverines, House of M, numerous Venom titles, Hyperion, Secret Empire, Weapon H, The Hulkverines, War of the Realms, and he's currently the artist for the Star Wars High Republic comics. As well as, he did one of the covers for Boom Studios' first issue of Eve, which was just released recently and is already going to a second print. And side note, I'm going to do a shameless plug here. I've been trying to tell people about Eve since February. When I saw the initial report, I read their initial press release about this award-winning author, Lavallee, coming on and doing this story about a black girl who's going through the a post-apocalyptic world trying to save the world and her father. I mean, I was all in from the get-go. So, yeah, that's something else he worked on. He's a really talented, really, really talented artist, and I just can't wait to speak to him and talk to him about his journey through comics. Next, there's this app called Whatnot. It's selling, you know, you sell like pop figures and collectibles and stuff like that. They're launching a new branch called Whatnot Comics. It will be a place where you can buy, sell, and, you know, go live and sell comics. I reached out to them today and we're working out the details, but I am pleased to announce that we'll be bringing them on the podcast as well to promote the release of this new platform. And last but not least, I'm going to be starting a campaign to try to help out Real Superheroes, the great, great non-for-profit organization, Water for People. I'm going to start this movement, hashtag Water for Comics. I'm calling on all people who sell comics, from the person who has sold one comic to a friend to big-time comic shops and everything in between. What I want to do is give us nerds who have had dreams of saving the world and who read comics and read all these heroes making a difference. I wanted to give all of us a chance to do the same. Water for People is a non-for-profit organization that is working all over the world to help bring sustainable water to places that don't have it. According to their website, they've helped millions of people across 9 countries to get access to clean water, sanitation solutions, and hygiene education. So what I'm asking is for anyone who wants to join me in this crusade, just message me on Instagram, Nerdpool Reborn, Marvel 2K21, Nerdtween Movie Podcast, however you want to get in touch with me, so that we can try to do a benefit auction to give Water for People a big influx in cash so that they can continue to do the work that they're doing. You can pledge one book or as many as you want. And I mean literally 100% of the proceeds from that auction that we would do would go to Water for People. So if you want to be a hero, like all the characters that we read in comics, then please just reach out to me and we'll get this going and really try to save the world. I mean, I keep talking about them. I got first involved with them during their Scott Pilgrim versus the World Water Crisis, where they had all the stars come and do a table read with the original creator doing artwork along with them as they did this table read. It was absolutely amazing. It was during the pandemic, and it was one of those things that it made the getting through the pandemic for us a little bit easier, getting to see things like that with all these stars coming together. And, you know, during this pandemic, there's been, we all take for granted how easily it is for us to get water. And there are people all around the world who just don't have that. I mean, we were going through a pandemic where we were told to wash your hands for 30 seconds or sing a happy birthday or whatever they were telling us to do. And there are certain people who literally could not do that because of lack of water. So when I first got involved with them, I just, you know, I saw that table read and then I started researching. The more videos I watched, the more that I wanted to be involved. I even did a video, hashtag why I give water, because this cause is something that I'm really passionate about. I mean, people launch podcasts, you know, to make money and to do all this other stuff. I talked about it with Hard to Come By on his podcast. I mean, sorry, on his YouTube channel, we were talking about making a podcast. Working with water for people has been more rewarding than the sponsorships that I have or anything I've made from this podcast. Because, like I said, they're real superheroes trying to make a real difference. And I really hope that I can get a whole bunch of these great sellers that I know, maybe some that I don't know, to join this initiative so that we can try to save the world. We're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm just going to freestyle about a lot of different things with the community and how things don't seem to be the way they should be. Stay tuned. Welcome back. So anyone who knows me and my process, we went over it a little bit on Hard to Come By's YouTube channel about how to create a podcast. I always plan what I'm going to say out. I make a script and then I pretty much stick to it. But I've seen a lot of things right now that I've been seeing recently that I felt like I needed to speak out on. And I didn't feel that a script would do this justice, so I'm going to go on a little rant here about the community. Now, everyone's entitled to their own opinions, and that is something that a lot of people seem to forget, that even if you don't agree with someone's opinion, they're allowed to have it. Now, there's one thing about, you know, just being wrong and saying wrong things versus having an opinion someone doesn't agree with. Like, for instance, someone's opinion on how much they liked a movie or like anything, really, that's their opinion. They're allowed to have it, and it doesn't matter what you think, and it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about that person's opinion. So that being said, I see a lot where people say things. Now, what I've been seeing it a lot, the most recently, has been with the Mortal Kombat movie. Now, for me, I really enjoyed the Mortal Kombat movie. I've said that it's probably one of, if not the best, video game adaptation that we have so far. I mean, really the only one that surpasses it, in my opinion, might be either Detective Pikachu or Sonic. But that even with saying that, if someone says they loved Mortal Kombat, you can't then go on their page and say that they're wrong. And this is the same conversation that I get in with people who say that, like, Batman vs. Superman was a great movie. There's a difference between enjoying something and it being quality to the standards of what is generally understood as a good film. Like, for instance, I personally like the Green Lantern movie. And I know if I was live or if I was around any nerds, I'd probably have bottles being thrown at my head. It's not a good movie, but I like it. I'll never sit here and say that the Green Lantern movie was good. It was not. But I enjoy just about anything Ryan Reynolds is in. I mean, like, there was that movie that he was in with Sandra Bullock, Proposal, I think it was called. That was a stupid chick flick, and I loved that movie because Ryan Reynolds was in it. The third Blade movie, Blade Trinity, was not a very good movie, but I enjoyed it thoroughly, for mostly because of how good Ryan Reynolds was as that character. Now, he was playing Hannibal King, if anyone doesn't know. But again, it's one thing to like something and to even give it your own, like, if you want to say, I give it a 10 out of 10, that is their ranking. You have no right to then go on their page and attack them for their opinion. For if they were out to say that it was cinematically one of the greatest movies of all time because of the acting and this and that, then, you know, you could then have a conversation. You can't attack them, but you can have a conversation about how that might not be accurate to what the majority of people believe. And that goes the same with about anything, really. I mean, and I used to get into arguments all the time with people talking about Batman vs. Superman, and when I would go on and say, well, it wasn't a very good movie, but I enjoyed it, they automatically just go, you must just be a Marvel guy, and da-da-da-da. Anyone who knows me knows I like nerd stuff. Like, there's just pretty much, the only things that I'm not really into nerd-wise is, like, Doctor Who. I could never get into it because if I start watching a show, I have to watch the entire series. I can't just watch a season, because that's what people are telling me, like, dude, oh, don't watch the beginning episodes, just watch this season because it's amazing, and I'm sure it is. But if I can't watch the entire series, I'm not going to get into it. That's just not going to happen. So, I mean, if it's nerdy, I'm into it. So, there's been a lot of different times where I've gotten into arguments with people who just automatically assume I hate on DC when I don't, because I will say something like, Batman vs. Superman was not a very good movie, because it wasn't. They made random cuts. They changed so much. They released the Ultimate Edition, which is far better because it actually tells a much more cohesive story. But there are certain things that I can't get past in the way that movie was structured due to the studio interfering. And then again, like I've said that I loved the Justice League movie. I think the Snyder Cut, I think it's one of the best, one of the my favorite superhero movies to date. Yeah, it's 4 hours long, and you know it's incredibly hard to sit through in one sitting. But there are certain things about it that are just undeniably amazing, like the Flash scene at the end. I mean, the way that they did that, it was just brilliant. And then people come to me and say, oh no, that was a bad movie. It wasn't a bad movie. You cannot like it. That's perfectly okay. But to say that it's trash or that it's a bad movie, that's just not true. That's your opinion of how the quality of how much you like the movie, not the quality of the film. Okay? And that's something that we need to understand, that just because we don't like something does not mean it's not good, or if we like something, conversely, it doesn't mean that it's good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to realize that people are allowed to have their opinions. Like, it'd be one thing if someone says that their opinion is that Superman can disappear, and, you know, if they say something wrong that you can back up with facts, that's different. And again, we have to stop attacking each other. We're all nerds. We all need to realize that we're one big family, and that we shouldn't be attacking each other. Civil discussions and debates are always good, and they're always beneficial for camaraderie and from building a better community, because if you have something that might open someone's eyes to, you know, a story or a plot thread that they didn't see, that's great. That is nothing but good. But to attack people, like I've been attacked numerous times. I've talked about on this podcast that I used to be part of a really big Star Wars Facebook page. I was doing live shows that were having 10,000 people streaming and watching live. And when I left that page to start my own with a bunch of people, I actually got death threats. You know what I mean? Like, there should never be a reason to threaten somebody in the nerd world. I mean, then you got like Target and Walmart shutting down their selling Pokemon and trading cards because people were getting shot. Like, are you literally kidding me right now? Like, how is this what's happening? Like, we're, you know, as nerds, most of us, especially the ones who are older, anywhere from in their 30s and up, we remember what it was like to be a nerd back in the day when you had to, you know, if you were going to play Dungeons and Dragons with your friends, anyone who wasn't one of your friends is making fun of you for going to play Dungeons and Dragons. You want to go watch Star Wars, people are making fun of you because, oh, look at the nerd going to watch Star Wars. I mean, I stopped collecting comics and I stopped, like, really being a real super nerd in high school because I wanted to be cool, not realizing that being who I wanted to be and who I knew I was what made you cool. Like, if you know who you are and you have no problem, you know, being that person, that is cool. Me, I mean, I'm unapologetically okay with being exactly who the heck I am right now. You know, who the hell I am right now. When I see someone attacking someone else, all I want to do is, you know, just like try to figure out why are they so angry. I mean, we all have got to realize that we're in a golden age for nerds, because thanks to the MCU and a lot of other, and like the Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings, you know, we're all the people that, back in the day, the same people who were making fun of us are now coming to us asking, yo, can you explain this to me? Because they know we've been reading these stories for decades, and we are in a really interesting place, because 20 years ago, things like this couldn't even happen. Like, the community is so large, and there's so many nerds that are, you know, coming out of the woodwork and finally okay with expressing who they are, and then here someone comes and tries to attack them and belittle them, and it's just, it's not acceptable. And, you know, I know I'm not a, you know, big time podcast with, you know, superstars and everything coming on. You know, I don't have a platform that can probably, you know, do a big movement like that, but, you know, I'm still gonna try with what little platform I have. I'm gonna fight for the little guy, and as a little guy, no pun intended, or pun intended necessarily, it's time to stop fighting each other. Opinions are opinions, facts are facts, and we need to be okay with disagreeing. You don't have to, like, no matter what happens in a conversation, it doesn't have to end badly. There are a lot of times where people just assume what you're saying and just go right into attack mode, and we have to stop that. This is our community. We make the rules, and we need to start treating each other better. I will admit, luckily for me, I've had a lot of really great support on Instagram and just the entire nerd community since I've come back. Like I said, as someone who knows firsthand what it's like to be attacked, like really attacked, not like name calling. Like, listen, I'm a 5'2" short Jew from the Bronx. Trust me when I tell you, I've been made fun of my entire life, and it doesn't bother me anymore. Someone wants to talk shit to me, fine. Go ahead, Believe me, if you hit me with a joke that I haven't heard in my 33 years of life, I will not only not be mad, I will applaud you. But there are certain things that, there are certain lines that we just can't cross. And we have to all be better at that. And like I said, as someone who has been through it, who has received literal death threats and people saying that they're going to find me and kill me because I left the page. And leaving a social media page is never a reason to try to kill somebody, okay? I mean, I'm not sitting here trying to condone murder or anything, but that is definitely not something you're going to kill someone over. But nowadays, it seems that people are real quick to jump to conclusions and to just straight up attack people. And we need to stop. And if I have to be the troll slayer, damn it, time to sharpen my sword, because I've had enough. So here on out, if I see someone attacking someone else, I will come to your aid. And you don't have to thank me for it. You don't even have to want me to do it. But it's time. Like I said, as a nerd who grew up in a time where nerds weren't cool, and, you know, you got made fun of for wearing a Star Wars t-shirt, and now jocks are wearing Star Wars t-shirts and going to see the new movies the night it comes out. It's a brave new world, people. And we make the rules. We need to set an example. Any of the people who are listening to this, if you agree or disagree, that's fine. Just if you want to say something to me, please do. I'll be glad to have a nice conversation with you about what I feel and things like that. I if you can ask anyone who knows me, I very rarely sleep. I'm up at all hours of the night, and you need something, you have a question, you want to talk about anything nerdy or anything really, I'm available. And I don't want anyone to ever feel alone. As Cyborg said, I'm not alone, and neither are you. So that's my spiel for this week. I got a lot of things brewing. Like I said, we got those two interviews that are already lined up. I'm still trying to have the stars align so I can interview one of the Dora Milaje. I'm supposed to interview Ross Ritchie down the line when he becomes available again. I have a lot of things brewing, and coming next week, I'm going to do, I'm not going to do a breakdown like I usually do, because I'm guessing an hour-long breakdown for a 45-minute show is a little more than some people are really looking for. So what I'm going to do is next week, I'm going to do my season review of Invincible, because I really, really love that show. It was absolutely phenomenal. It's already been approved and green lit for the next two seasons for sure. So that's good news. The new and final season of Castlevania just came out. So I'm going to be watching that, as well as Jupiter Ascends. I think that's the name of the title. It's the new superhero show on Netflix. I'm really behind. We'll probably sprinkle some Bad Batch in there as well, because I'm truly enjoying the direction of that show. And, you know, just try to be nicer to everyone. We're all nerds. Let's all be happy nerds together and, you know, just have fun. This used to be this. And, you know, before I go, I'm gonna tack on a little bit of extra thing here. Comic collecting is a complicated profession. And nowadays, it's all about getting the hot covers, you know, to try to make some money off of it. And I will admit, I've fallen into that myself, and it kind of hurts. Because sometimes I'm getting things not because I want them, but because I think I can make money off of them. And, you know, I'm guilty as charged now. I mean, I've bought and sold comics already, so, and I've made a profit. So I can't sit here and judge anyone for doing the same, because I won't, because that's not who I am. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm a lot of things, but a hypocrite is not one of them. So people are just, you know, scooping up everything they can get so they can, you know, resell. I'm not that type of person, you know. I will get the comics that I want along with the ones that I think might, you know, be hot moving forward. I just hope that we can all come to, like, some type of, you know, agreement and just be nice to each other and give everyone a chance to get things and, you know, and not spoil things and things of that nature. Because more and more, I feel like I'm defending things more than I should have to in this day and age. But that's all I have for you this week. Stay tuned for more stuff coming from Nerd Tween and a Movie Podcast. Check out all the back episodes. If you like what you heard, please subscribe. And I'm stealing Wild Comics little phrase here. It doesn't cost anything to subscribe. No PayPal, no nothing. Just give me a subscription. And make sure you turn notifications on. If you're on Instagram, check me out at Nerdpool Reborn, Marvel 2K21, six seasons and a Netflix movie if you're into community stuff. Then you got Nerd Tween and Movie Podcast with underscores in between each word. Yeah, and check out the YouTube channel. We're going to have some great things moving forward. Like I said, Ario Anandito is coming on. I'm hoping to get Wild Comics on like we were supposed to. I'm going to be bringing Click Comics on in the near future so he can show off some of his keys. This guy literally just pulled out, like, first appearance of Kang the Conqueror, like, in the OG Fantastic Four comic, like, it was nothing. And I was like, dude, I need to bring you on to just show off some of those grails you got. Because, yeah, I mean, I collect, but I don't have those. But, yeah, thank you again for listening to me rant. And this right here is exactly why I script everything, because when I freestyle, I go off the rails, and get, distracted. But again, thank you for listening, and, don't forget to subscribe, and I will see you next week. That's it. Nerdpool Prime signing off.